Notes about real education and a small but healthy career path. Real education is about exploring the topics that both interest you and you feel that you are ready for. For example, if you are interested in programming but feel like doing art, do the things that your curiosity is calling you to do. Do art. Usually, you are being called because you found something that will help you deeper into the subject. We are learners, genetically, artistically, and philosophically. A healthy career is like a healthy diet. It will keep you young, it will keep you happy, and you will prosper and live long. A good career is so pleasant that you learn so much that no one can reproduce the body of your knowledge. No mind is capable of ever memorizing what you learned and retained by having fun with complicated stuff. When you learn Perl regular expressions, When you learn Perl regular expressions, for example, you learn it. You learn it because you tried to program something like it and saw the challenge of it. When you approach regular expressions, you are excited because it has been done well for you. Because it is well worth your time now. And you will always use them and never, ever, ever forget how it all works. It is stupid to even talk about forgetting how to work with regular expressions, because regular expressions are a tiny little badge of honor, a curious and cute curiosity. If someone tries to be knowledgeable like you, they will say, "Okay, it's time to read the regex chapter." And it will be like consuming dry paper. They'll figure it out, it's not that hard, but it will be meaningless to them. It won't come across as a prize, as some little achievement. It will not be a point of pride, it will not be a neat curiosity. It will be just another chapter for them. And you know what? They won't even notice when they forget it. Nor will they ever miss it. Having fun is a critical part of education. You just can't learn without enjoying what you are doing. Hackers do it right. They create what looks to us like seemingly pointless inventions. But what is really going on is that they are simply overjoyed as they are having so much fun. Their information retention abilities are at maximum and they will seem inhuman. They will just remember everything. The more they know, the more fun they have, the faster they learn, the more fluid and correct they are at synthesizing flawless new knowledge. Incredible. We are amazing learners. We are unstoppable. That is how you build your career. Inside out. Out of knowledge. Going to an expensive college and making connections is such a poor substitute for what hackers do that the graduates are, by contrast, I'm sorry to say this, but somewhat disabled. They think they know. They think they can make those phone calls to contact all the other connections. They think they have a pretty gosh darn good diploma. They think they have a good job that is certainly paying mountains of money. They think they'll pay their loans off soon enough. They think they have done pretty well. They think that they got everything seriously because they think they've done everything there was to do to get where they are at. But like that stupid saying goes, a sucker is born every minute. Thinking that you are educated and actually being educated are actual polar opposites, because one is a lie and the other is authentic. If you ever get an opportunity to do so, please retest the graduates as a research project and then divide their knowledge that they did retain into what they have learned on their own or possibly could learn on their own given 5 minutes of their time and what they have been successfully taught by teachers. The research and the resulting white paper would help with fixing schools. And as a bonus, there's probably a prize in that too. Everyone knows it, but no one is doing anything about it. So there will be a prize at the end. I have jokingly said that students don't need loan forgiveness. They need a refund. You know, the whole world is being crushed by poverty. We've invented systems and ideas and all kinds of little tools and pathways and trapped ourselves in poverty. So we have a lot of problems that need to get fixed. You are not a poor person. You are not born into poverty. Poverty is an error that needs repair. No one is born poor. We're all incredible and magnificent beings. So you have to work with this. You have to be mindful that it's an error. And then adjust your career path accordingly. So your career choice is limited because you do not want to spend the next 50 years in a toxic environment. A healthy career is something that you can take on the road with you, in that it is not a crushing weight, but part of your lasting contribution to humankind. It makes you happy. It makes you proud. And yes, all of this is much harder than office and a paycheck. Oh, we are not talking about easy things. For one, you have to face poverty and not be scared of it. That's a big and tall order. That is why it's so easy to power positions with human beings for decades at a time, where the company makes a dollar and the people make a dime. They're scared. The error of poverty frightened them. Poverty is something that we must repair. We have to resist being pushed into decades of servitude and use our minds. Our minds are meant to flourish. Humanity is meant to advance. We are not to circle around wars, nuclear threats, climate change. I hope this never happens. But you may discover that the world is no longer capable of adopting something like the Montreal Protocol. Then it will occur to you that if the ozone hole was to occur during your lifetime, they would not be able to reach a consensus in time to fix it. Thus, I repeat, we need real education and a powerful end to poverty. Our minds are meant to flourish. Humanity is meant to advance, and you are meant to become a great being.